Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slusarski. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mesa. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball towards left. Anderson catches it and throws to second to double up Lansford. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is hit by the pitch. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Brown moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Bordick moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Storm Davis now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive towards third. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive towards third. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Slusarski fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to third. Orsulac moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milligan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Orsulac scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsalak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orsalak takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Harold Baines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive for a single. Jerry Brown, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gossage now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Todd Froworth now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olson fires to first and picks off Canseco. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Harold Baines. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolak is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Orsolak hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Leo Gomez. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Anderson moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.